Leslie Hudson, and I live in Sierra Bush, New York. I'm calling. Last week I was listening to Alan interview Christine Wicker on the Simple Faith of FDR. I only heard part of it, but I was concerned about some of the comments that the author made in drawing assumptions about people having a moral and ethical guideline in their life, and her statement that it was necessary to come from a Judeo-Christian background or some faith. I just wanted to comment that I know an awful lot of people who are not affiliated with any formal religion, and they are kind, caring people who are, in fact, trying to make changes in the world to better people's lives.
Floyd Zimmet, Stuyvesant, New York. I just can't believe that you only cover half the news talking about tax cuts. What they fail to mention is that a lot of companies do not pay any taxes to the United States Treasury now because their money is overseas. By cutting the corporate tax rate, they will repatriate their money, their earnings, which will give the Treasury more revenue. You cannot ignore that. You can't just say it's a tax cut for the rich.
My name is Ed France. I live in Kitsanovia, New York. Every time there's a shooting, all I hear is folks on your station talking about adjusting the gun regulations. The First Amendment also affects a lot of these things. People are copycat shooters. I don't hear anybody ever saying, let's stop covering this stuff on the media. That certainly would affect the number of people that, you know, copycat. But I think people recognize the First Amendment is important. There's limitations in how far do we go. I believe the same way with the Second Amendment. It isn't the weapon. It's the crime. It's the individuals. And stop blaming the guns and start looking at different solutions. I'm all for reasonable gun regulations. Don't get me wrong. But we always hear you folks pointing to that it's the problem with the gun. It is not the gun. It's not the manufacturers. And again, the First Amendment is just as dangerous, but that's what makes our country great.
Laura Kiesner, Great Barrington, Massachusetts, listening to WAMC, and I'd like to know why they're continually bashing Trump, but I haven't heard a word about Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Committee, about any of that. It's in the news. All it is just bash the Republicans and Trump. You should try putting someone else on that show that is a Trump supporter.